Devotional. We're looking at a series that we're doing, beloved, on Revival Now. And it's exciting, I think. And we come now to Ezekiel in the Old Testament. We're looking at chapter 37, and we're going from verse 1 through to 14. Now, I know it's a long passage, but you'll see why in a moment. This is what it says. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to the valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor, and they were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. And then he asked me, Son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I cried, you alone know the answer to that. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscle on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life, and then you will know that I am the Lord. So I spoke this message, just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies, and they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones, all hope is gone, our nation is finished. Therefore prophesy to them and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people, I will open your graves of exile and cause you to rise again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. And then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done what I said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. Beloved, oh, beloved. When you think of that story, when you think of that wonderful passage of Scripture, what jumps to your mind? You see, we think with our finite brains. We continuously think with our finite brains. We don't stop. All we have is that. But God Almighty above is so infinite. So, beloved, we look at a recounting of that story and we think to ourselves, that is impossible. Our finite brains can't fathom that. Our finite brains cannot see past the fact that that miracle that happened is a miracle. We can't see that. We read about it, but we say, well, we didn't see that. So how can that be true? Listen, I have traveled across Africa with Reinhard Bonnker, with doing different ministries, different crusades. I've been with the film crew there, and I have seen miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. So why sometimes does my own spiritual life become like those dry bones? Why, when I have seen the things that I have seen, do I still want to go my own way and not follow the Lord God Almighty? Why is that? Because, beloved, we are human beings. And when we think that way, what we do is we beat ourselves up and we say that we don't deserve revival. We don't deserve God Almighty bringing His revival power to our nation or to our hearts or to our community. We don't deserve it. Why don't we deserve it? Simply because we are sinners. Romans 3 and verse 23 says, we all sin and fall short. I keep using that scripture because it's the truth. Because our brains tell us we are sinners and therefore we don't deserve. We are unworthy to receive. We are unworthy. We are unclean. We are this. We are that. That's not what God is saying to us today. What God Almighty is saying to us, to you and I, He's saying, look what I did for Ezekiel. Look at those dry bones that were laying there, just bones, thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of bones. Why? Because we know an army was raised. Thousands of those bones all lying there. And all he has to do is use a prophetic word that God gave him. Beloved, listen to this and know this. God Almighty says to you today, right now, right now, right at this moment. This is what Almighty God says to you. My child, you are so worthy to receive revival. You are so worthy to receive that which I want to give you. But do you want it? Do you want to receive this revival? Because it will cause a massive amount of work. Or would you just rather carry on being who you are, doing what you do, living your life as you live? Or do you want to experience this wonderful revival that I can bring you? That, beloved, is what God Almighty is saying to us today as we look at this scripture. Do we want revival? Do we want this revival power to hit our country, our land, our community, our very being, our only very heart? Do we want this? And this is what I say. I say yes, I say yes, and I say hallelujah. Yes, Lord, send your revival now. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that we may know you more and we may love you more and we may love our brothers and sisters the way we are supposed to love them in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for that story. Thank you for that scripture about those dry bones that become whole. Bring revival now, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.